our skin.
All right, even when
we're
What if you kept your meat too long?
Get out.
It's rancid.
Okay, or you say it might actually be
spoiled.
What about butter?
Yellow.
If you kept it too long.
It gets old and rancid too.
All right. Do you know of anything that you could make with the meat from a hog's head?
Souse. And the feet.
Sauce. Did y'all ever make that sauce?
Yes, indeed.
How did you make that? Do you remember?
Well, you boil those pieces that you're going to use and then get out the meat and pack it, and then it congeals, you know. There's a lot of jello type stuff in those pieces. And then slice it.
Okay, any other words for sauce?
Not that I know of.
What about hoghead cheese? You ever hear
that? Yeah, I've heard that, but we don't use it.
Okay. And around here, would you ever make any kind of dish by cooking and grinding up hog
butter?
Like liver pudding?
Mm-hmm.
This is a little puzzle. What about the hog's blood? Was that ever used for anything?
Mm-mm.
Never heard of blood pudding?
Mm-mm.
Do you know the word scrapple?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about thick, sour milk that was kept around the kitchen?
Clabber.
And what did you do with that?
Make cottage cheese out of it.
I see. Did
you used to cook with.
Could you ever, did you?
Churn it.
Yeah. Could you drink that stuff by itself?
Yeah, you whip it up and it tastes like buttermilk. That's before the cream comes off, see. But if you churn it, then you have buttermilk.
Okay. Say if a farmer just milked his cows and he wanted to get some of the impurities out,
mm-hmm.
what would you say he did to it?
Strain it.
Now, this is a dessert that you would make in a deep dish with fruit slices, either apple slices or peach slices. It would have crust.
Deep dish pie.
Not too much.
Okay.
Cobbler.
Yeah. Is there a difference there?
The very rule.
Between a deep dish pie and a cobbler?
No. Cobbler has the juice, see.
What kind of cobblers can you make?
Blueberry, blackberry, peach, apple.
You like cobblers?
Mm-hmm. You can look at me and tell I do.
Same here. All right. If somebody has a good appetite, you'd say he really likes to put away his
food.
Vittles.
Right.
Still?
Mm-hmm.
You still hear it?
Not too much, but sometimes.
What kind of person did you hear that from?
The very rule.
Okay. Would you have a name for a sweet liquid that you want to pour on a pudding? You know, just to add to the taste.
Mm-hmm. We used to call it What did we used to call it? There was a name that we used to use that we called that.
Would it be like a sauce?
Yeah, it was like a sauce. It was a spiced milk type thing. But I can't think to save my life.
You have a special name for it?
Mm-hmm. Might have been just ours. But I cannot, maybe I'll think of it for you.
Okay. Just mention it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. If you're eating something between meals, you say you're having a
snack.
Okay. All right. Now, this verb, you say this morning you got up and you what breakfast?
Right.
Ate.
All right. I'm going to
cook.
Or I'm going to
eat.
All right. I have already
eaten.
All right. What if you wanted, you were talking about coffee a minute ago, if you decide you want some coffee, you might say, well, I think I'm going to go in the kitchen and what?
Perk me a cup of coffee. Or pour me a cup of coffee.
Okay, but if you're preparing it, you would say perk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you wanted to get you some water, you'd say, I'm going to pour myself a
drink of water. Okay. Or a glass of water.
All right, and if you drop the glass on a hard surface,
you broke it.
Okay, it's going to.